Well, then, suppose you tell me what you want with me. Geraint Sutt did not waste his time in the luxury of annoyance. As secretary to the mayor, he had held off opposition councilmen, job seekers, reformers, and crackpots who claimed to have solved in its entirety the course of future history as worked out by Harry Seldon. With training like that, it took a good deal to disturb him. He said methodically, "In a moment." You see, three ships lost in the same sector in the same year can't be accident, and atomic power can be conquered only by more atomic power. The question automatically arises, if Carell has atomic weapons, where is it getting them? And where does it? Two alternatives. Either the Carellians have constructed them themselves. Far-fetched. Very. But the other possibility is that we are being afflicted with a case of treason. You think so? Mallow's voice was cold. The secretary said calmly, "There's nothing miraculous about the possibility. Since the Four Kingdoms accepted the Foundation Convention, we have had to deal with considerable groups of dissident populations in each nation. Each former kingdom has its pretenders and its former noblemen, who can't very well pretend to love the Foundation. Some of them are becoming active, perhaps." Mallow was a dull red. "I see. Is there anything you want to say to me? I'm a Smyrnian."
"I know. You're a Smyrnian, born in Smyrna, one of the former Four Kingdoms.
You're a Foundation man by education only. By birth, you're an outlander and a foreigner. No doubt your grandfather was a baron at the time of the wars with Anacreon and Loras, and no doubt your family estates were taken away when Seth Cermak redistributed the land." "No, by black space, no. My grandfather was a blood-poor son of a spacer who died heaving coal at starving wages before the Foundation. I owe nothing to the old regime. But I was born in Smyrna, and I'm not ashamed of either Smyrna or Smyrnians, by the galaxy. Your sly little hints of treason aren't going to panic me into licking Foundation spittle. And now you can either give your orders or make your accusations. I don't care which.